Page 32. Opening the global trade.
Alaska's Bering Strait region is a very, very remote place. It's quiet, it's wild, and it feels a world away from most global concerns. The strait itself is literally marginalized on most maps. It's split between opposite ends of the globe, when in reality, Alaska and Russia are just 53 miles apart. All in all, the Bering Strait is rarely the center of the world's attention. But that might change soon. The epicenter of this story is Nome, Alaska. It's a city of about 3,800 people, and it sits right on the coast of the Bering Sea. It's a frontier community with a boomtown history. Gold was discovered here around the turn of the century, and the settlement briefly exploded to 20,000 people or more, and then collapsed back to around its present size by 1909. Now, more than a century later, there might be a new boom on the horizon.
The world is coming here. It's huge. It's changing the world. When you open up the Bering Straits and you see what will happen, it's going to be phenomenal.
That's Richard Benville, longtime Alaska resident, and as he'll tell you...
And I am happily the mayor of Nome, Alaska. If you think about, you know, the world, and if you picture in your mind the Northern Hemisphere, right? And now you ask the question, how many ways can you get from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean in the Northern Hemisphere by water? There are two. The Panama Canal and the Bering Strait.
Historically, it's been very difficult to get anywhere via the strait. Sea ice in the Arctic is too thick in the winter, and the summer season is far too short, hence the Panama Canal. But here's the thing, because of climate change, none of that is a given anymore. Ice in the region is thinner and melting earlier, which opens the Arctic up to the world.
Copyright, Now This World.